We've been seeing doctors on how to treat the liver, except she had a mini stroke a few years ago. And so the doctors now are very cautious about what to do to prevent another stroke. So we're kind of on the holding ground, which is okay. The cirrhosis is not at a critical level, so that's good. The liver creates fatigue, so she sleeps a lot. But when she's up, she's herself. And so how we found out about the liver condition, we took her to emergency a few months ago. She had some internal bleeding. And so they banned it. I don't know what they are, but varices, they're blood veins or something in her esophagus. They bound it up to stop the bleeding. And so the only thing they've done right so far is to go back and check to see if those are secure. They are. And that's where we're at right now. So we're not sure what the next step is. We thought we were going to get a stent in the liver, but no, not yet. So, yes, prayers for my wife, Becky. Yeah. 40-something, almost 50 years, we've been married. And she's really a part of my story. So the two songs, and then I'm glad you made us sing through the songs, because otherwise we would not have taken the time, right, to follow through and get more of the picture. And so for me, that was a blessing to see the reality of what was going on. We were singing the reality. We were singing the truth. But yes, joy to the world. Do you know the only reason for his birth on earth was to suffer and die? The only reason he knew that. Yes, joy to the world, because he is going to set us free. But his whole purpose was to suffer, hanging on the cross with nails in his hands and in his feet, and just hanging until death. I don't think we understand the cross and the torture. I don't think we understand the Christmas and the need for us to have born someone to suffer for us. So briefly, I know most everybody, but briefly, I have a joyous background. And I was reminded the very first time on my recruiting trip as a senior in high school, my very first time seeing, I had to take an all-night trip, and I got in the morning. And when I drove down the hill and saw the Flatirons, and saw the clear blue spotless skies and the great bright sun, It just grabbed my heart and pulled me in. I was meant to be here. I was called here. I was called here to perform. But I was also called to men, coaches, to help bring out the best in me. And one of those coaches was Dan Stavely. Dan Stavely brought the best out of me because of his example, his servanthood, not just to the university, not just to the football program, but to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was a man of God. He was the model. And my life and my career was to model him. And so, started as a sophomore, played a lot of football here at CU, played in the Orange Bowl, which we lost, played 9 years in the NFL. Four teams in my first 4 years. And then my last 6 years was with the Chicago Bears. And I was there the year before Ditka was, and we were awful. Ditka came in and rebuilt and demanded excellence. And in 85, we won the Super Bowl. We had a lot of great talent. We had, and I was blessed, right, to be a special teams captain in 1985. That was really my role. But I played behind Mike Singletary, and I were roommates. And so we had a great relationship, and I had always, my job was to be ready if Singletary went down. And so I had to prepare like I was going to play. Mm-hmm. I had to prepare like, you know, I'm the next man up, and I was. But he wouldn't fall down. So I put a lot of energy into special teams. But by the grace of God, when I retire, I decide to get into coaching, and Bill McCartney brings me aboard as, originally I was a GA. I was a student coach. And then after my first year, I became a full-time coach. But I was under Bill McCartney's tutelage. Not just great coaching, but a great believing coach. I was trained by some of the best people in the country, right? And so that was my coaching career for 24 years. Five different head coaches. That doesn't happen. But God, right? That happens. And so I come to Boulder, falling in love with the mountains. And my wife, Becky, was from Boulder. Best thing that's ever happened to me. And so, what more could you ask? Right? What more could I ask than to come back to Boulder and coach and work with All-Americans, work with Buckus Award winners and nominees, a national championship. That's how God blessed me. But what more could I ask, right? And John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy everything about you. Everything about about me. That's his purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what 10:10 says, right? But then 10:10 ends up, but I, right? Jesus, it says, but I come to give you abundant life. I don't think we know what abundant life is. Because I don't think we know that God has, more. He's not done yet. Yes, I'm a born again believer. Yes, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Yes, he has done amazing things in my life, but he ain't done. It ain't over yet. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long you're a believer. I don't care that we're in a church. There is more, so much more. But we don't get it. We don't know what we don't know. And that's what life relaunch experience. There's some information, or there was some information back there. I was invited to, and you might have heard this before, but I was invited into an event. A buddy of mine owned a ranch, the Four Eagle Ranch, just outside of Vail. And he invited a bunch of military veterans for Operation Restored Warriors. And then he invited me to that. So I spent 5 days with, I don't know, 6 to 10 military veterans, which is okay. My dad was a military veteran. I was good. I wanted to be a part of that. My dad served in Vietnam 2 years. But anyway, I was good with that. But I came out of there. I went in, born again believer. I went as a spiritual leader, right? I set up chapels for the team the night before the game for 20-something years. I put together Bible studies, weekly Bible studies for our players for those 24 years. And so I went to this 5-day military veterans organization, ORW, right? Operation Restored Warrior. I didn't know what I didn't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't. That's the best way I can describe it to you. Until you understand the 5 days that I went through, I was surprised that I didn't know. Fellas, we have an enemy, right? And the enemy is Satan. The enemy is the devil. The enemy is the deceiver. He is the accuser. And we're like, yeah, I get it. That's in the Bible, right? But we have no idea. No idea how active he is in our lives. Until you know. That's the best I can do. Right? You don't know what you don't know. And I did not know a whole lot. I didn't know anything about the enemy. I don't know anything how he operates. I did not know how he was operating, orchestrating my life. But I'm a born-again believer. I go to church. I'm a spiritual leader. There's more. There is so much more. I'm telling you. We have an accuser. And the accuser of the brethren who accused them day and night. What you talking about? I grew up believing that I was not good enough. Because my father beat the crap out of me every time I did something wrong. He never corrected me for what I did right. He would only correct me, beat the crap out of me, grab the first thing he could find and swing it at me, or give me the backhand. Now, he was 6'4", 275 pounds. He was a big man. He was an angry man. Most of our trauma, most of our emotional wounds come to us at an early age that we're not aware of. I watched my dad beat the crap out of my mom. I can remember him grabbing her hair and flinging her around and wailing on her. And I was pretending to be asleep in bed because I didn't want that wrath again. So I grew up believing a lot from the enemy. That I wasn't good enough. And even until I went to the 5 days of Operation Restored Warrior, there was an awakening. I thought that that was common. I thought that that was just life. That's the way it is. It's different for everybody, but that was my life. And I didn't know that. I didn't know any difference until I realized that the message that the enemy had for me was that I was not good enough. And I believed it. I believed it. And it influenced me. You know how we have those in our head, we have those conversations with ourselves. We're not the only ones in those conversations. Just briefly. So in the life relaunch, in the life relaunch came from Operation Restored Warriors, the military veterans group. One of the peers in ORW started a 2-day, and that's what the life relaunch is called. Now, he takes it into prisons, okay? And then when I saw the 2-day, I'm like, that's the answer. But here's what we deal with, okay? And there's some on a list back there. This is about life relaunch. It's a national organization. They're all over the country. And I just happen to be bringing this to Colorado. There's information back there. One of the first exercises is when we believe a lie that the enemy has been whispering to us most of my life, you ain't good enough. We make an agreement with the lie. We agree with it. I lived under condemnation for most of my life until I went through this. And here are some of the agreements that we make. Okay, and this is what we deal with. I'm a failure. I'm a disappointment. I'm a loser. I'm alone. I have no willpower. I'm not smart enough. That's I'm not worthy of love. Nobody cares about me. Those are agreements we make with the enemy. And it's in our heads, and it permeates our heart. The battle is in the mind, but what the enemy is really after is your spiritual heart. So that's one of the things I put up there, a whole bunch of reoccurring sin patterns and spiritual oppression. Now listen to this. In my family. It's happening. It's going on. You don't know it. You don't get it. Because you don't know what you don't know. I'm telling you what you need to know. And this is what we do. This is what we take you through. Getting free from open doors and current sins. Yeah, confession, sure. Forgive me. Easy. How about getting free from soul ties? What's a soul tie? Have you ever had a sexual relationship that was not your wife? There's a connection. Their crap becomes your crap until you deal with it. It's not forgotten. It doesn't go away. It's very much connected. And her crap is connected to you. Yeah, right. Right? That's what we're thinking. Tattoos with evil meanings. Do you know that if most people have tattoos, and then some of them have, you know, FU. I'm telling you all the connections that the enemy has to you. Agreements, soul ties, tattoos with evil meanings. And even in our past, in our ways, in our whatever, we make vows. I'll never do that. Right? I'll never trust again. I'll never forgive. We invite curses that we have no idea from whatever group, whatever stage of life, we've accepted curses. These are thorough ways for the enemy to us. And we have no idea what the trafficking that's going on. We deal with questions regarding your false self. What that mean? Who you present, what you present to the world. I'm a Christian. I'm saved. I'm good. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb, and I'm good. You have no idea what's going on. And most of us, we present my pose. I'm a pleaser. I don't want to disappoint anybody, so I'm going to pose as, okay, let me see how I can help you. Let me do what I can do. And I'm a pleaser. I do everything I can to avoid a disturbance. That's for me, that's my pose. And we all have our own poses. And then getting free from areas of oppression. Most of us have been wounded emotionally. Like I just shared with you, my wound. But here's what the enemy wants you to do. Stuff it deeper. Push it away where we pretend like it never happened. We're carrying either wounds that we created or wounds that others created. Traumatic. And most of this crap happened before, you know, when you were a young man, when you were a young boy. So just hear me, okay? I'm not going to ask you to do anything, but I'm trying to get your attention of the things that we don't know. And I'm running out of time. So here's some of the things that are a result of our emotional, our wounded emotionally. Anxiety and fear. Rejection and orphans, worthlessness, diminishment, shame, confusion, insecurity, defilement, hopelessness, guilt, shame, helplessness, loneliness, abandonment. I got three of them. How many do you have? I don't know. We don't know. We don't know the effects of our wounds. We know exactly where our wounds come from, but we ain't going there. We ain't giving. Not me. Right? And then it goes only deeper. Heart wounds, soul injuries. Is there a memory, a traumatic event in your life, or specific situations that trigger the troubling emotions? What age? And what was the message that entered your heart because of it? That's what we deal with. I'm trying to open your eyes, open your ears, open your hearts and your minds to what that spiritual warfare. And we don't even know we're in it. We don't even know we're in the middle of a freaking battle. And he's creating havoc and has for all our lives. Until we deal with it. What are some of the lies we believe? I'm not worthy of love. I'm alone. I have no hope. I'm worthless. I don't belong. I'm rejected. I'm not loved. I'm guilty. I'm afraid and anxious. My future is blank. I feel dirty. I'm ruined for life. I'm a disappointment. And on and on and on. What did Jesus? Jesus was born to suffer. Why? Because he knew the attack on us by the enemy. Only Jesus can heal. Only Jesus deal with stuff that we had no idea. And so Jesus comes in. I this past weekend, I'll finish with this. This past weekend, I was in Fort Lyon, Colorado. It's in the very southeast corner of the state. It's a 4-hour drive from here. There's a rehabilitation center, a facility there for drug, alcohol, and homeless. Man, we had 30 people out of 120 people. There's also 80 women that are in that place. It's an old military fort. from the Calvary. And if you Google Fort Lyon, you'll find the history, the broken history of it was a prison. It was a United States mental institution. And there's a lot of brokenness. Well, that's where they're sitting in and what they're sitting in. And so we had to consecrate everything, clean the house out, and prepare, help heal physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, your spirit, soul, and body, your heart, mind, and will, where all this crap happens. So you don't know what you don't know. And if your response is, don't tell me that, I don't believe you, that's okay. But I'm here to help open your eyes and ears of your hearts and your minds to what you don't know. You don't. And there's more. And so if you're interested, there's a sign-up sheet back there. Just write your name down, write a good contact information for you. And I'll try to figure out a way to do a life relaunch here or somewhere in Boulder. I'm doing it in churches in Denver. Like I said, I'm doing it out in Fort Lyon. Google Fort Lyon. It's a really interesting deal. Anyway, let's pray. Jesus, I don't know what more to say. I don't know what more to do than to trust your holy presence. Lord, open their eyes, open their ears to you and to this conversation. Jesus, I pray your healing for them, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that they do not know that they need. Heal them. Heal their spirit, soul, and body, their heart, mind, and will. So Jesus, I just say that you that you would lead them, that you would guide them, you would direct them to where they go from here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.